Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, what an amazing blessing God has given me. My health, my strength, my willpower, my dreams, all of it. God gave it to me. I accept it. I work hard. But man, oh man, oh man, I work hard at something that he gave me, a gift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because God has gifted everyone. So I can't help but believe it. You are gifted in some way. Something about you is special and unique. Now that doesn't mean you're the only one that can sing, or you're the only one that can write, or you're the only one that can draw, or you're the only one that can decorate. Are you the only one that can network? Or you're the only one? That's not what it means. Or you have a great scientific mind, or you can figure things out, or you're good at problem solving. You're not the only one. But you are a unique individual. Nobody will travel the exact path that you're on. Nobody will have everything happen in a series of circumstances in the order that you're going to have it happen to you. That's what I mean when I say that you are unique. But now, because you are gifted, you know, you have something you have to do. You know, there's a scripture. It's in Proverbs 18 and 16. I've been trying to be a little bit better at that for you, you know. So when I have an idea and I know where it is, I have somebody look the scripture up for me and hand it to me. So it's in Proverbs 18, 16. And this is the layman's term of it. It says, a man's gift make room for him and brings him before great men. It is your gift that will make room for you. Now, my interpretation of this is this. Now, I could be wrong. Please go to your local church, synagogue, temple, mosque, whatever you do, and go get clarification. But what my gift has done in making room for me is I've taken it almost in the literal sense. My gift has actually made room for me. It has cleared paths for me. My gift has opened up doors for me. That's what I take it as. It'll make room for you. My gift has broadened my ability to travel. My gift has opened my eyes to fashion. My gift has caused me to be able to provide for my family. My gift has caused me to be able to reach more people. That's what I'm saying in terms of it will make room for you. There may be another interpretation. I'm just telling you how I took it. And it's worked out pretty good for me to that understanding. But I'm pretty sure Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Ulmer, you know, got Glenn Staples, Bishop Glenn Staples, these guys can give you a much better understanding of it. I'm just giving it to you, you know, way I know how. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, I just like to keep it right there. But, and then it says that it brings you before great men. I mean, you know, it's going to take you places. It's going to take you places you never thought of going. You're going to meet people because of your gift. I told my son, who two of them are good photographers, you'll be taking pictures of great men. And then I mess with him. You already taking pictures of your daddy. You know, I mess with him like that, but that's just me and them just kicking it. But, you know, but one day, who knows, you could be shooting the president. You know, you could be shooting some foreign dignitaries. You know, you could be shooting great sport events. You know, you never know where it could take you. But that's your gift. But what you got to do is you got to get to moving, though. See, you can't have your gift and not do nothing with it. See, you know what that reminds me of? It's something that my father used to say, get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. He say that all the time. Boy, get up off your butt and move it because you're sitting on a gold mine. I never really quite got that when I was little, but now that I'm an adult, I got it full well. See, a lot of you are sitting on a gold mine. You're sitting on a talent or a gift that you have. You're sitting on an ability. I don't care if it's making cakes or pies. You know, I don't care. That's a gift, man. That's a talent. I don't care if it's the ability to do hair on your kitchen, on your back porch. That's a gift, man. Half of you are gifted. A lot of us are gifted. And we sitting on it, looking at other people wondering, what can I do to make it? You already got something to make it with. If you would just get up off your behind, man, quit sitting on that gold mine. Some of you are tech savvy, just whizzes when it comes to engineering and putting stuff together and cables and wires and computers and stuff. And now you steady looking around trying to figure out, man, wonder what I can go do. Go do that. How about you go do that? You know, it ain't that hard, man. If you would just take note of what God has given you already. He has given you a gift already. He has already given you a talent. Now, the fact that you ain't using it and you sitting on your tail somewhere, now who fault is, what are we talking about? Well, what you blaming God for that? I tell you what, I sit around people all the time who are gifted, and I'm looking at their gifts. And they steady complaining about what they don't have, but will not get up off their behind and use the gifts that God gave them. And it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for you if you're doing it, because it's frustrating for me when I see it. So when these people come to me and ask me for help, I just keep going the same thing over and over. Help yourself. Man, do for you. Use your gift. It's a cat sitting behind the wall right now that's locked up, that's so good at artistry. This cat's in there tattooing everybody. Man, get out. Do it the right way. Quit selling drugs, man. You ain't going nowhere selling no drugs. You're going to jail. You're going to jail, man. And if that don't do it, somebody going to get tired of you selling drugs because they're going to want to sell them over there, and they're going to kill you. Let's just keep this thing real for just a second here. Come on, man. Get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. And you sitting up here, somebody always looking for a shortcut to the top. Ain't no shortcut. Somebody told me this the other day, man. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't paved. It ain't free of barrels. It's got detour signs on it. It's got slow men working. It's got delays. Sometimes they flip the stop sign. You got to sit there and wait. Sometimes they got slow. There's traffic. There's accidents. Somebody on the road holding up things with a flat tire. Sometimes you get a flat tire. It's nails. It's gravels. It's spike. It's everything. The road to success is always under construction. it ain't getting ready to be easy just because you done decided to do it. But don't sit around on your behind and complain all the time about what you don't have. My daddy said it, man. Get up off your butt because you sitting on the gold mine. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got something that you can do that could make a way for you, but you won't do it. It is within you. Stop looking around. Here's where people waste the most time on the road to success. Looking around at somebody else. Trying to figure out, man, how can I do what they did? Do what you do. You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't. Sorry. I got a couple of your homies told you you rap better than him. But you not Jay-Z. Really, you not. You know, all of us done shot at him. But we ain't Richard Pryor. A nice shot, Steve. Bernie, D.L., all of us took some great shots at it. We not him. Do what you can do. Do you. Do your gift. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Get up off your butt because you sitting on a gold mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Get ready.
Take a breath, why don't you?
You better get ready.
That was 82, get ready. That was 82, get ready.
It's Friday, baby. I don't know what y'all talking about. It is Friday. The Eagles fly on what? Friday, baby. You're about to listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show with Shirley Strawberry. Shirley?
Hold up. I'm not ready yet. Hold up.
Get ready.
Morning, Jay. Happy Friday.
What's up? And Carla Farrow. What's up, Carla?
Jay, on your mark, get set, say it.
Get ready.
Go. Good morning.
And last but not least, it's the King of Pranks. What up, Tommy, man? What's up?
I'm ready. Friday.
You didn't say enough.
I missed about 60 of them. Yeah, you know.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up, everybody? It's Friday.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I'm so excited. It during this year, this time of year. I
Me
love
too,
Christmas.
Surely.
I love the holidays.
So
I love the poinsettias. So. That's what I like.
Yes. And it is what you make it, Jay. It just is.
I don't intend to make it anything. How about that?
I've never known anyone that was this bitter during the holidays. What is going on, Jay?
I'm sorry. This is just me. And I speak to the people who are out there who feel the same way I do. Like I said, my song is not a happy song we have today because there's too many happy songs. You get lost in the shuffle.
Jay,
it's time for a sad song.
This is how you get into it. Do you have a tree? You put your tree up. Do you put lights up? You decorate. Do you do any of that?
He said,
You have pine cones. You have the smell of pine and stuff going through your house.
Candy canes.
Yeah, candy
and you
canes.
Start
right.
baking. Mm. Oh, I've decorated Silver my bells. House.
Yes.
Oh, I got the lights outside.
Your Christmas music.
Y'all are sickening.
Come on, sing it, Jay. The weather outside is frightening.
But, Jay, a tree. Do you at least have a tree?
No, I don't have a tree. I don't want a tree. I don't like the smell of it.
I have two trees, Jay.
I don't understand.
I got two of them.
You got two trees?
Yeah. Yeah, I have one in our foyer and then one in the den, the smaller one in the den. And Natasha decorates that one. No.
We got the kid tree and the grown folks tree.
Yes.
We got two different trees.
There you go, Tommy.
So nice. That's so nice of y'all.
But, Jay, you've never had a tree.
When your grandbabies come over, Jay, you got to have a tree.
Yeah, you've
never
had a tree?
I'm not the house you come to see a tree. You know, you come and get your gift, and then you leave. That's my house.
You leave? There's no food?
Do they come in the house, or do they keep the car running?
No, I'm going to the car.
This is insanity right here. You need help. You do. All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, inside of something funny, Twitter is having some fun asking their followers to sum up their 2018 in 5 words, okay? And we'll play Who Said What right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for something funny. Now, Twitter is having some fun. They're asking their followers to sum up their hashtag 2018 in 5 words. Mm. Wow.
Whoa.
5 words?
2018, I'm going to just be honest, is a year I'm glad to see go. I'll start. It was stressful, 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 and stressful. Okay. It was it was a crazy year for me. It really, really, really was. And I'm
Wow.
Not trying to bring the party down or nothing, but I think I just
stressful,
did.
Stressful and stressful.
Killed a groove, but yeah. Oh yeah. It was, those are my 5 words.
Stressful get bigger at the end, Shirley. Like
with like 1,000 exclamation marks. Okay.
All caps.
Yes. I'm yelling.
Carla, what about you, Carla?
Okay, let me see. I'm gonna start off with fantastic. This year was fantastic for me. What's another word? Informative. I had to watch a lot of news. A lot of news. Draining. I'll say that.
Right there.
Yeah, it was draining. How many words was that? Three
more.
Three
more.
You got two more.
Let's see. I got to travel. I traveled a lot this year. Let's see. One more. And happiness.
Good.
I was very happy this year.
Okay. Complete opposite of my year. Complete in every way. But hey, I'm still standing, and that's all thanks to God. I got through it. Yes. All right, come on, Jay. Let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna give you, just to get this out the way,
5 words to describe your 2018.
I'm gonna give you two hornies. Two horny hornies.
You got 3 words left. Stupid.
I'm gonna give you two hornies. Horny.
Two hornies. If you come out that house by yourself, you might be all right.
Do people still even say that? I've never heard. Yes. I haven't heard that in so long.
Do they still say horny?
That's probably because you ain't been that. You know what I'm saying? If you've been that, you'll say that.
You got somebody.
I just haven't heard it. I just haven't.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
Shirley.
Three more, Jay. You so
horny,
silly.
Horny, stressful.
Uh-huh.
Stressful.
Uh-huh.
Grateful.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's five.
I only did four.
You got two hornies.
I did
and two
hornies, stressful and grateful.
Do your two hornies comp for one?
No, I get two hornies. That's one. That's four. And blessed.
Okay.
Yes, if you got rid of your two hornies, you wouldn't be stressful. You know that.
And you're blessed because you're still standing. All right.
Yeah,
all right, here we go. Yeah, come on, nephew.
Tell me what you got.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's been a funny year for you. Okay.
Profitable.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Sexual.
And even what?
Go on. And naked.
Naked.
I knew naked.
And then.
What's the last one?
One more.
Naked-er.
And afraid.
You need to go on that show.
I know.
I go on that show. I do 2 days on that show. I live out there for 2 days.
Naked? No way.
I do.
All those bugs stuff? No.
Man.
No, when I show up, though, I'm going to show up dressed in calamine lotion.
You
That's so crazy because I am not an outdoors person. I am not. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful patio. Never go out there.
I'm with you.
I'm gonna look like some salmon when I show up. Just
ever. Yeah, I never go out there. Ever.
I have an upstairs, an outdoor, second level deck. People come over. Oh, that's so beautiful.
I have worked most of my life not to. I work most of my life not to get bitten by a bug.
Yes,
okay,
that's what I work for.
I cannot stand.
Y'all gotta get outside.
I'm not doing it.
And LA normally doesn't have a lot of bugs. We really don't.
It
we have spiders and ants, but we don't have like your typical mosquito and fly and things like that. Gnats. We don't have that, but this year it has been that. But I don't go
Houston,
outside.
Houston, baby, get ready.
A mosquito will take you down. You hear me?
I'm talking about carry you to your grave.
They got mosquitoes in Houston that drive around and look for people.
On 59 and 16.
Look at all this blood.
Because it's humid. Yeah, that's
it's
like
so humid, tropical.
Yeah, that's how it was in Chicago growing up, and we had all kinds of bugs in Chicago.
In New York,
but you know what y'all had in Chicago?
In the summer,
You know what y'all got in Chicago, and I did not know it until the 90s, when I was there in the 90s.
What?
Them bugs that light up just made my day.
Oh, yes, it's like fireflies, I had never seen lightning that. Bugs.
Yeah. We don't have that in Texas, you know? I was like, wow, this is amazing.
And ladybugs. We had a lot of ladybugs, too.
A lot of ladybugs.
Ladybugs, but
and butterflies.
Oh, butterflies.
Okay, Shirley, don't laugh at me.
What?
Call it on land.
What?
I thought if I touched one of them bugs, I might get electrocuted. I did.
That was an old wives' tale. It was.
Okay, cool.
But they used to put them in jars, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, put them in jars.
Something cruel, they tear the butt off and stick it on your head. That's how kids used to do that, and they would light up.
You had a very interesting childhood.
I know.
I'm just going to put that out there, Jay.
What was that, Shirley?
Put it on your head, huh? All right. Hey, Jay. All right, listen. Go to Steve Harvey FM. And coming up next, it is the nephew's prank phone call. And we're going to get to who said what. We're going to get to that later on in the morning. Who said what?
What?
It's a segment from Jay.
Yeah.
All right, prank phone call from the nephew coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. And Ciara, we love Ciara. Ciara wants court ordered. I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. Ciara wants court-ordered mediation for Future Junior, but right now it is time to run that prank back. I got to tell you why I was laughing, because when I first looked at that word, I thought it said medication. Ciara wants court-ordered medication for Future Junior. I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. And then it's mediation.
Court-ordered.
Okay. And I didn't see the Junior in that either. All right, let's go, nephew. What you got?
We about to turn your lights off. We about to turn your lights off.
I paid my bill.
That's what you say.
This
run
month.
It.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to find Gerard, please.
Get us now.
Hey, Gerard, how you doing? This is Mason, man. I'm the guy that turns the lights on and off if you haven't paid your bill. And I'm over here at your house. I'm actually getting ready to turn the lights off, but I'm trying to it's a courtesy call we're supposed to give. If people can pay their bill before we turn them off, then we collect and we keep moving.
You say who are you again?
I'm Mason. Exactly, sir.
And you say you about to do what?
I'm getting ready to turn the lights off because the bill hasn't been paid. I'm getting ready to turn the power off. Are you here at the house?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Well, listen, is there anyone at the house that can make a payment?
Make a payment?
The payment right now that I have is $221.36. Is that right?
For what? The electric?
For the electric bill. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, there's nobody at the house, and I don't think I owe that much.
Well, that's what I have right now. It's $221.36.
Now, see, my wife, she already paid that, see?
Okay, well, they don't have a record of that. I'm in your driveway right now. I'm getting ready to turn this thing off until a payment has been made.
Well, see, there's nobody home right now.
Okay, well, if no one is here, then I have to follow through and continue and go ahead and turn the power off until everything is rectified.
Oh. You in my driveway?
I'm in your driveway. Sir, is there anyone here? Or how far are you from here?
I'm at work. I can't get off right now, but you got to get out my driveway.
No, sir. I'm not going to be able to leave your driveway until I actually turn the power off.
Can't turn my power off. I got food in the refrigerator. My kid got fish that, you know, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean you got fish? What does that mean?
I can be there in 30 minutes to give you the cash right now.
Sir, what do you mean when you say you got fish?
Fish tank.
Oh, a fish tank. You have a fish tank? Okay, well, sir, I understand that, but
Sir, I'll be there in 30 minutes. You stay right there. Don't touch nothing, okay?
So I can't be here 30 minutes. I can't wait that long.
30 minutes, I'll be there with cash, and I'll pay you, what is it, 200, what?
We don't accept cash, sir. We're going to need a money order.
I don't have time to go to. I'll be there with the cash, 30 minutes.
I can't take cash. Are you listening to me, sir?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can't take cash. I need a money order.
I'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
Sir, I have to cut. I have to turn your power off if you're not here. I give everybody 10 minutes. 10 minutes where they can pay it or we can actually turn it off. Now, you tell me what you want me to do.
I'm going to call my wife real quick, all right? Real quick.
Sir, I don't have time to call you. I don't have time for that.
First of all, sir, you get me upset. My wife don't mess up bills, okay? First of all. Okay.
Okay. If she doesn't mess up bills, then what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm going to call her real quick. We'll get this straight. Okay?
Okay. Well, sir, I don't have real quick time. What we have to do right now is I have to do this. I have to either turn your power off, you get it turned on. Now, listen, I can come back and turn this thing right back on next week. It'll be a $150 penalty.
Oh, the
but
you
can't to reconnect me.
First of all, you need to get the out of my yard, first of all. So I call your supervisor.
Sir, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I'm going to call my wife and look at this straight right now.
I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I paid my bill. My wife paid my bill.
Well, how do you know she paid it? Because you don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything.
Hold up. Sir, trust me. My wife paid the bill. It's a mistake in your system. Get out of my yard now.
Are you at Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct. But what?
I'm in the right place, sir. And you haven't paid your bill, and I've been ordered to turn it off.
I tell you what. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be there in 30 minutes.
I'm not gonna be here in 30 minutes. Okay? Are you listening? I'm turning this off in the next 5 minutes.
Do not touch my. My wife paid the bill. Leave my left alone.
Your wife hasn't paid the bill. Now maybe your wife is out lallygagging, doing something else.
Whoa! First of all, you keep her out of this, all right? Okay.
You're the one that brought her in. You're the one that keeps telling me what she has done and what she hasn't done.
Listen. That's why I draw the line. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Me and you can talk.
I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you, sir. I don't have 30 minutes. I got 10 minutes. You understand me?
I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to get in the car right now, okay? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Sir, I don't have 30 minutes. I'm turning it off. You can call downtown and get headquarters to turn it back on, and we'll come back out here, and it's a reconnect fee for $150.
So I got to come up with $300. Oh, hell no. Listen,
sir, your bill is $200-something, and that's going to be a $150 reconnect fee.
That's some No, hell no. Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, sir, I've told you before, you have 5 minutes to get here.
No, listen. Let me call my neighbor real quick. Hold up.
I don't have time for you to click over and call other people, sir. Is there somebody that can give me a money order right now?
Yeah. Right now, I can get you a money order. In 5 minutes.
Okay, now who's going to do that?
I don't know. I call my wife.
I told you, your wife is the reason why you're in this situation.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
How are you going to report me when I'm out doing my job? You should report your wife for not doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Listen.
I don't care what you say. Do you want your lights on or off when you get here?
I want my lights on. What the do you have lights on?
Your lights are getting turned off in the next 2 minutes because your wife didn't pay the damn bill.
I'll tell you.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you. Listen, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what my supervisor would tell you?
I don't give a what your supervisor would tell me.
He would tell you that you have been talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
I was on my way to...
Your co-worker got you. Joseph, he got you.
I'm going to get his... Man, don't do that no more, man. Man, you had me...
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show. With Nephew Tommy.
Everybody get a little tense. Can you imagine getting your lights turned off Christmas time?
It has happened. It has
the tree out, the lights on the house out, everything out. Can you imagine? Christmas time, you done got your power turned off.
Yeah. Well, that's Jay's house because he doesn't have any lights or anything.
But you know the dumbest thing we do outside. When our lights, I don't know if you guys all experienced it, but I have.
What?
You try each room separately, like they may have left them on in the living room. Go try another room.
Yeah.
You know why.
You got that pink slip. You got that pink slip in the mail.
I hope the lights are on in Columbus, Georgia, because the nephew was coming to town, baby. December 28th at the Columbia, at the Columbus, Georgia Civic Center. Tickets on sale right now. And then Washington, D.C., it's Saturday, December the 29th. We got two shows, 7 and 10. It's Joe Clare. It's Country Wayne, Red Grant, Lil Duval, Tony Roberts, Earthquake, and hosted by yours truly. And then it is New Year's Eve, Houston, Texas, Smart Financial Center.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, you do not want to miss it. J. Anthony Brown will murder yet another Christmas hit. What's up with that?
I'm not happy at all. I don't do happy Christmas.
He's a holiday hater, I'm convinced.
A holiday hater.
Yeah, he is.
A holiday hater.
All right, but first in entertainment news. We can't wait for that, Jay. In entertainment news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its class of 2019. Here are a few of the nominations. The Cure, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, and Stevie Nicks. Yes, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Janet.
It's about time. Yes,
Stevie
yes,
Nicks should have been in a long time ago.
Absolutely.
You know what? She is. Stevie Nicks has been inducted with the Mac back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
This is her second induction as a female.
Oh, I love that.
That's my
girl. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, Jay. She has been inducted. I love Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, and we're really happy about Janet Jackson. So well-deserved. Well, anyway, we're mad that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, did not induct LL Cool J.
Kind of salty about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
He didn't make the class. He was nominated.
He was nominated, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't make the class of the
final.
Guess who else didn't make it? And I'm really, really mad about this, too. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Come on.
Really mad.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
They should have been in there.
Legend.
Yeah.
Definitely Rufus.
But Rufus is sweet thing, right?
That's come on. Come on. Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Absolutely.
Tell me, yeah.
Hollywood.
It's amazing who makes it and who gets left out. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, they have another chance coming in the coming years. But, yeah, well, I don't know why they didn't make it.
And
anyway,
when you don't make it, though, create your own.
Yeah.
Create your own. I am in the Prank Call Hall of Fame.
You know what I'm saying? You should be. You are the
king
of pranks,
your own,
baby.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with
you,
Tom. And I'm in the Murder to Hit Hall of Fame. I mean,
yes,
nobody's
you,
got
I
more than me.
I voted for you.
Are you gonna
thank you, and I voted for you. Thank you.
Are you going to tell me I'm not in the Strawberry Letter Hall of Fame?
I wish you would. Well, if that's the case, I'm in the Reality Update Hall of Fame.
Yes, you are, girl. Yes, you are.
Don't nobody watch reality TV like me.
We pat ourselves on the back round here, baby.
Go there, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How about that?
Take that.
And when we later on this week, we're going to let everybody know who in the Big Booty Hall of Fame, because I'm voting for a lot of people. I'm sorry.
There you go. Okay,
first of all, it's Friday.
Later on in this show, then.
And
I'm voting
also
for two people. I'm voting for two people that's on this show. Then it ain't Jay, and it ain't me. So, there it is.
Well, you'll be in the
I'm
High
also
Booty
in the
Hall
Ashy
of Fame.
Feet Hall of Fame, baby, by myself.
Lotion on the toes.
Talk about big eyes. Who other than me? Anyway, oh God, we're stupid.
Yeah,
all right, in other news, Ciara is reaching out for help. She's trying to work out a custody schedule with Future and their son. Ciara's legal team wants court-ordered mediation so they can figure out a rotation that works with both of their busy schedules, okay? So they're trying
sure
to work it out.
The boy don't want to miss football season. I mean, he over there.
With his stepdaddy.
Yeah. We ain't missing the Seahawks, Mama. I didn't see daddy this summer.
All right,
Russell Wilson.
We're moving on. Jay, it's time for today's headlines.
Here we go. Headlines with Miss Ann Tripp, y'all.
Thank you very, very much. And unfortunately, I'm starting out with sad news.
You're so late.
Nancy Wilson, three-time Grammy Award-winning artist, has passed away. Nancy Wilson was 81 years old. This is what her manager has announced this morning. Miss Wilson passed away peacefully, they say, Thursday at her home after a long illness. Nancy Wilson was from Chillicothe, Ohio. She initially focused on R&B music, but later excelled at jazz, ballads, and torch songs. She made her debut in her 1961 single, Guess Who I Saw Today. Her biggest hit came in 1964 with You Don't Know How Glad I Am, which rose through the charts to number 11 spot on Billboard's Hot 100 Singles and earned her a Grammy Award for Best R&B Recording. She's won so many and so many beautiful performances. John Legend reacted to Wilson's passing on Twitter with great sadness. Again, starting out with this sad note, the great Nancy Wilson has passed away. She was 81 years old. No. As the nation's latest budget deadline approaches, looks like the president's still sticking by his demand for $5 billion more dollars to build a campaign-promised border wall and threatening to shut down the government a few days from now if the Congress doesn't authorize the money he wants. Trump's claiming again that Mexico is going to end up paying for it with the savings, he says, extracted by the former NAFTA deal, which is now called USMCA. However, the expected incoming Speaker of the House in January, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, seems to feel Trump may not really understand how trade agreements work.
Basically, what he's saying, any benefit our economy might have from a trade agreement, a revised trade agreement, would be spent on the wall instead of growing our economy and increasing paychecks for our workers. The American people are still paying the price.
And Pelosi says that a partial shutdown of the government would actually cost the U.S. billions of dollars. The deadline for the Congress to agree on a budget to avoid all this, December 21st. Fast approaching, right? Admitted Russian operative Maria Butinov has become the first from her country to acknowledge being part of Moscow's political influence campaign during the 2016 election. Butinov entered a federal court yesterday and pled guilty to mounting a campaign to influence top Republicans. She said she did it by using connection with the National Rifle Association and the National Prayer Breakfast. Butinov has agreed to cooperate with the U.S. prosecutor. She's expected to spend less than 6 months in prison if she's sent behind bars at all. And then she's supposed to be deported back to Russia. A judge selected February 12th for a hearing to assess her value when it comes to the ongoing investigation. Finally, the copyright lawsuit filed over the song Blurred Lines has finally been settled. A California federal judge has entered a $5 million judgment against Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams and in favor of the family of the late, great Marvin Gaye. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you need health insurance, please listen up, okay? Individuals and families who buy their own insurance have until this coming Saturday, December 15th, in most states, to sign up for Obamacare. All right? It's a word we haven't heard in a long time because they've been trying to destroy it. Are you shocked that you didn't know about tomorrow's deadline? Well, you are not alone. President Trump has cut funding for the Affordable Care Act. You know, we like to call it Obamacare. Advertising, of course, and outreach media campaigns. The Trump administration has cut advertising funding by 90%. He did that in 2017. President Obama, if you recall earlier this week, did a video reminding everyone about tomorrow's urgent deadline on social media. All right, so you can go to healthcare.gov to sign up. Got it, guys? Healthcare.gov to sign up. Yes, it's still available for you.
It's been helpful to a lot of people. A lot of people.
Absolutely.
I got three children. We have used so much insurance this past year. If I didn't have that, Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine, yeah. Tommy?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine, man.
But think about this. What if you had a pre-existing condition? What if you had a child, a loved one with a pre-existing condition and didn't have health care?
Exactly.
So this president, Mr. Trump, who's trying so hard to cut funding and get the word out about the deadline, he doesn't care about American citizens that need health care to help their family members and children. Man, he is so petty.
And he is so petty. You're so right. Oh. And they never came up with a viable alternative. Okay, you want to cut Obamacare and replace it with what?
With what?
Yeah.
Right. So, in the video that the President Obama did, he said, spread the word. We can help save people lives. Mm-hmm. So just like you just said, Tommy, it's our obligation to let everybody know about this deadline. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
The, sad, The saddest thing you ever want to see is go and see people getting medication and they don't have enough money, and so they ration out.
Yeah.
And they say, well, I'll get six of these and three of these because they don't have the money.
Right. Yeah. They can't even get a full bottle of pills, man.
No, they don't have it. You're right.
You know, elderly people go through that. Yeah. My grandmother used to go through that when I was young. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Splitting the pills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, again, go sign up. Do it now. Healthcare.gov. Tomorrow is the deadline if you don't do it by tomorrow. Healthcare.gov, okay? In other petty Trump news, Carla, the president has canceled the White House press Christmas party. It's long-running. It's a long-running tradition, and one of the perks is that members of the press get to take pictures with the president, but not this year.
Well, ain't no lying. Yeah. Don't nobody want
the White House will have another Christmas party with more favorable members of the press invited. So coming up next at 32 After the Hour, J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another Christmas hit, The Scrooge. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Jay is here.
What?
Because we're so in the Christmas spirit,
well,
Jay, and here you go.
You knew what I was when you hired me.
Let's try an exercise. Wait, let's try an exercise. Let's try this. Shirley.
Yeah.
Shirley.
Carla, uh-huh.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Carla. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family. Please give Tasha a big hug for me. You know that's my
and
baby.
And you did the same with Sheridan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tommy. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, prosperous new year. Tell Tosh and Tasha I said big Merry Christmas from Uncle Tommy over here, okay? Tell him that.
I will, and you tell the Miles children the same thing. Jordan, Sydney, Trey, your wife, tell everybody happy holidays.
Yes. Will do.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Anything come for me?
We've gotten through another year together.
We're family.
We're family. And thank you so much. I mean, you know, you've been such an inspiration to us all this year with your new TV show and everything. What a blessing. You know, I'm just so happy for you. And happy, you know, new year to you, and may it be even more prosperous.
Please give Ernesto my love. Please. Tell him I said happy holidays.
I will, and please you do the same with Jackie, with her beautiful self. Yes. So loving. I'm so in the Christmas spirit.
We'll be right back to Eating Up Jay's segment. Right after
All right, Jay, come on.
All right, this song is dedicated to out there. There's got to be somebody somewhere who wishes someone, a loved one, a friend, a relative, whatever, would just leave their house for Christmas. Hit it.
Please be gone for Christmas. This I beg of you. I don't care where you go, and I don't care what you do. So please be gone for Christmas. This I beg of thee. You see, if you're gone by Christmas, I'll have a happy New Year's Eve.
Damn, James.
That's it?
Hey, you sound so depressed while you were saying.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Be gone. Yeah.
Oh, my somebody. God.
I heard somebody was riding with somebody, Shirley, and they turned that up. They didn't make
it. The words are, please
they
come.
They just turned it up.
Please come home for Christmas, not please be gone.
No, please be gone.
Oh, my God.
Can we hear it again one more time? We got time.
I think we do. I think we have time.
It's so good
today.
Please be gone for Christmas.
Be gone.
This I beg of you.
This I beg of you. This is all I'm begging. I'm begging.
I don't care where you go. And I don't care what
don't give a damn.
No,
I don't care.
So please be gone.
up.
This I beg.
I'm begging. Beg of me. I beg of
you. See it. If you're gone, but my prayers was never happy.
Don't this sound like somebody finna jump off a cliff?
You're so evil.
Evil. Dr. Evil.
What'd you say, Tommy? Damn, Jay.
Damn. You don't like Halloween. You don't like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
He's a holiday hater. He's a holiday hater.
What we got next? New Year's Eve is coming.
Yeah.
I hope you at least like that another year came.
All right, listen. We gotta go. Up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after, it is my strawberry letter for today. Subject, love is not enough for me.
Mm.
That's right. You heard me. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got today, nephew?
Shirley, this right here is called an invitation to the party. I gotta say it one more time, Shirley. Uh-huh. An invitation to the party.
Half of
What's
it is
how about that though.
Half of it is how you say it though. It is.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
It's an invitation to the party.
Sounds like a sermon though. It's getting ready to be.
But you know what? I wish I could say it like if I could. I can't do his voice. I love Clarence Williams III. You know what I'm saying? I love that brother as an actor. An invitation to the party.
I'm scared. I know.
I'm very afraid.
Is it a haunted house where the party's going to be?
An invitation to the party. Here it is. Run it.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Danny. Yeah, what's up? This is Danny. Hey, Danny, how you doing? My name is Paul, man. How you doing today, bro? I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up? Hey, man, I wanted to reach out to you, man, about your wife. You married to Nicole, right? I want to make sure I got the right person.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who is this again?
My name is Paul, man. I know Nicole. Nicole knows my wife. My wife is Regina. And, you know, we know Nicole real well, man. We was trying to actually see about getting you guys to come out and maybe go out on a double date, man. We all go out and hit the town.
So you know my wife Nicole.
Yeah. I got your number out of Nicole's phone. And
okay, hold up. Wait. What you mean you got my number out of Nicole's phone? You got you. I'm not understanding what's going on, dog.
Okay, let me try to break this down to you, man. Myself, my wife Virginia, and Nicole, we've all actually been hanging out lately. You know, within the last 6 weeks to 2 months. You know, we've been hanging out.
You ain't hanging out with my wife.
Okay.
My wife with me all the time, bro. So you might have the wrong number.
No, you Danny, right?
I'm Danny.
Okay, and Nicole is your wife. Nicole is like about 5'4", 5'5", light skin.
That's my wife. But you ain't hanging out with her.
Okay, man, I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. Now, if you want to listen to me, cool. I'm just trying. Okay, here's what's up.
Get to your point, man.
Me, Nicole, and my wife have been swinging.
That's some bullshit. Okay. You know what? You walking up the wrong tree, dog. This some bullshit. You know this some bullshit.
Hey man, I wanted to call you and tell you what was going on and see if you wanted to.
Call my ass. You got the wrong number for sure. Trust me, you
okay,
got
man.
The wrong.
Well, let's just break this down, man. How many Danny is it, dog? It ain't that many. So I mean. Dude, I mean, you gonna be in denial, or you gonna go and accept what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying
deny
to
my come. Deny my I'm trying to invite me to what?
I'm trying to invite you to come hang out with me and the girls. You know, do you wanna? I mean, this might be something you might like if you try it, man. Cause I mean, we had a lot of fun with Nicole.
Like what? What the hell you mean you had fun with Nicole? You ain't no goddamn fun with Nicole. So So what you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me
we had fun with Nicole. I'm trying to explain to you. We've done some...
Explain my... No, that. Explain, man. This some bullshit.
Okay.
I know my wife, and I know she ain't no bullshit like that.
Okay.
And I ain't never heard of you and your wife. And we've been together for years, so there's some bullshit.
Okay, well here's something you need to understand, man. You know your wife.
I don't need to understand nothing. You need to understand that this is bullshit.
Your wife, but I know her too. I know her. I know Nicole now. Me and Nicole is.
You know what? Where you at?
I'm rolling through the city right now. I got some work I got to do, but I'm just trying to see.
I need to put my eyes on you, man.
Okay. Hey, man, do you want to come do what we be doing?
So you trying to tell me that my wife done been with another woman? You.
Man, dog, I'm just trying to keep it real with you, dog. I was just trying to holler at you, man, let you know what was going on. See, I ain't trying to start nothing.
You know what, mother? I don't know no god Paul. I don't know no mother. Gina, and I don't know why the you calling my phone. And I tell you what, when my wife get home, I'm going to find out about because this some bullshit. This some bullshit, man.
Okay,
so
dog.
Problem.
Okay, dog, calm down, though, man.
No, calm my you done called my motherfucking number. How the hell you going to tell me to calm down? You telling me you fucking my wife? What, your wife sleeping with my wife with another woman?
Hey, man, Tommy is the one that told us that Nicole was down.
Hold up. Who the
Tommy? Hey, dog, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, Danny, nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Nicole got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Man, that ain't even funny. Wow. Wow.
Hey, man, you all right? You all right, man?
Man, I'm glad. I'm glad this was just the morning show, man, and y'all just missed me. But look here, man, somebody gonna f*** you up one day. I'm lying. Boy, somebody gonna get your I hope you got a good insurance policy.
I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Hey, number one, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm gonna ask y'all, and I don't normally ask this, but I think I do, though.
Did I go too far? Yes, you did. Yes. I was hoping you would ask us that. Yes.
But
you know what I noticed about your phone calls? They always want to find you because they don't know where you are to fight you. But the person that they know, they don't want to do nothing. They just want to get their hands on your ass, man.
And they will one day, Jay.
I'm
just trying to tell you. Yeah. We've been hanging out with Nicole, and Nicole likes it, okay? All right? Nicole likes it. Now, do you want to join us? Do you want an invitation to the party?
All this talking. Are you coming to the party or not? What movie was somebody yells at? Welcome to the party. Die Hard. And Die Hard. They yell it out. Welcome to the party. That's what you said in the code. Welcome to the party. Come on in.
I was going to say Color Purple. But no.
Oh, man. Hey, I got three cities left. I got three cities left. Columbus, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. You can go to my website, get all the details, thomasmiles.com. Click on my tour, and you will see where I will be. You can get your tickets right there. We're going to make it that simple for you. thomasmiles.com. And get your laugh on with me. All right? Three cities left. Columbus, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas.
Oh. All right. Well, good. And after that, you're going to be celebrating, right?
And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to throw a party.
It's the
y'all
way
wanna
you
come?
Say it.
Y'all want to come?
No,
because
it's really scary sounding. No, I don't do scary. I do not do scary.
That's what you got from it? Scary?
Yes. From his voice, yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, nephew. Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Subject, love is not enough for me. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? And we could be reading your letter live on the air.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
This could be you and your letter. Subject, love is not enough for me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I are not compatible at all. I am not sure why I keep trying to make our relationship work. He says he loves me. I love him. But I'm not as in love with him as I used to be. We've been together 5 years and we have 2 children, but we argue so much. We're completely opposite of each other. He likes rap. I like R&B. I'm educated. He's not. I'm a goal achiever. He just creates goals and never follows through with them. I cook. He eats. I have a car. He doesn't. He likes hanging with his family. I would rather go on dates with just him. He refuses to compromise on what he likes to do, so we end up doing whatever he wants to do. I can't stand his family because they are not positive role models for my children, but I let them go over there as much as possible. I've been forced to do things that go against my morals, but I've done it for this man. I feel like I'm losing myself and turning into a whole different kind of woman. I have told him that I'm not happy, and I suggested counseling, but he says counseling is for white people. Now I find myself yelling at him more and more, and I can't find a nice way to express myself anymore. Is it me or him that's the problem? I wanted to work out so we can remain together for the children. But I also realized that I don't really know this man. I didn't really know this man before I fell in love with him. I'm feeling stuck and unhappy. Do you think this man can change, or should I move on and find happiness with someone else I'm compatible with? Yes, move on and find someone else you're compatible with if you want to be happy. Because this isn't the guy. He's not that guy. He's just not. All right, you guys have nothing in common but the children. And you have 2 children. No positive role models around them. You've changed as a woman dealing with this man. You're just letting him bring you down, okay? You've lost yourself in this guy. He's not the guy for you. You need to realize that before, you know, it gets too late. You don't need to continue in this relationship with him. You find yourself yelling at him more and more. You can't find a nice way to express yourself anymore. Is it me or him that's the problem, you ask? It is you. It's you because you keep allowing this and you won't recognize that nothing is going to help this situation. You want to go to counseling. He doesn't. He thinks it's for white people. You know, I do suggest you go to counseling on your own to figure some of this stuff out. You say you're feeling stuck and unhappy. Why continue to feel like that? Why? He's not trying to help you at all. You already said he doesn't compromise. He likes to spend time with his family. He sounds very immature to me. And you're raising 2 children. So you're going to have to realize and decide what you're going to do for your children. Your children are the most important thing in this relationship. You got to figure out what's the best thing to do for your children. I think it's to separate from this guy. You're not even married to him, but, you know, do your own thing. Get your own apartment. Give the children some stability in life. That's what they need. They don't want to be sitting around with people that aren't role models for them to hear you guys arguing all the time. No, don't compromise anymore. Can this man change? Yeah, everybody can change, but you can't change him. That's what you need to understand. You can't change him. Should you move on and find happiness with someone else? Yes, please do. Please do. Because you're not happy and you're feeling stuck. Jay?
Finally, I found a friend. Someone who doesn't want to go anywhere, don't want to do anything. A nice guy who just wants to hang out in the house and be alone. He don't like Christmas. He don't like New Year's. He don't like Thanksgiving. He's my buddy. Man, call me up. We can do nothing together. I'm right here, man. Call me. Call a dude. Call me up, man. What you doing? Nothing. What you doing? I ain't doing a damn thing. Talk to you later. I love this guy. This is my type of guy.
Do you hate counseling too, Jay? You hate counseling?
I love this guy. And my first nominee inducted to the Grumpy Hall of Fame is this guy right here. Man, keep doing you. That's what life is all about. You're not doing your best life. I love it. I love it.
Jay,
thank you.
Do you feel the same way about counseling as your new buddy?
No, counseling is for black people. Trust me on that. No.
Yeah.
Now, that one I take back. No, there's a lot of black people need to be in counseling. Isn't that right, Yana? Hug your brother. Go in there and talk to your brother.
Yana fixed my life.
Fixed my life. Yeah, it's for all people. If you need it, go get it, please.
He's not on her side at all. No, absolutely not.
No, this dude. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to bring Tommy in this as well.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
Well, you know, being as though I have a Ready to Love show, I have to give some sound advice here. I have to. How much time do I have?
You have a little over a minute.
Okay,
and then
let me start. Let me at least start. Everything that you have done is out of order. You didn't do things in order. You fell for this man. Then all of a sudden, y'all living together. Now all of a sudden, y'all got some kids. You didn't take time to see if y'all were compatible. You didn't take time to, hey, why don't we fall in love and maybe get married, then have some children? Everything you have done is out of order. Now you found out exactly who this man is and realize you don't like him. You didn't take time in at the beginning to see if you all were compatible. Am I going to fall in love with this man? Do I just like him for this or do I just like him for that? You got to give everybody time to let the real them come out. Now you're seeing the real person and now it's too late. Now you got to figure out what you're going to do. And I'm with Shirley. Move somewhere on your own. And what you might want to do is get on my next season of Ready to Love and let me find you somebody. That's really what I think I can do for you.
Yeah, they've been together for 5 years. They don't need to spend any more time, going down this path.
This is not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And with the two children, you're arguing so much in front of the kids, around the kids, then, you let them go with his family so much and they're not good role models. You got to get out of this situation. It's bad for you. It's bad for your kids. It's just bad. Yeah. Well, that part two of the Strawberry Letter subject, Love Is Not Enough For Me, at 23 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, Love Is Not Enough For Me. A young woman wrote this. Well, I'm assuming she's a young woman. They did not give their ages, but just based on what she wrote, I'm assuming they're possibly in their 20s. She says she has a boyfriend. They've been together. They're not compatible at all, and she's not sure why she keeps wants to make their relationship work. He says he loves her. She loves him, but she's not as in love with him as she used to be. Again, they've been together for 5 years, but they have nothing in common except the two children. They argue so much. They're completely opposite. He likes rap. She likes R&B. She's educated. He's not. She writes her goals down. She's an achiever. He just creates goals and never follows through. He eats. She cooks. She has a car. He does not have a car. On and on and on. He likes hanging out with his family. She likes hanging out with him. On and on and on. She's been forced to do things that go against her morals, she says, but she's done it for this man. She's changed as a woman because of him. She wants to go to counseling. This guy says counseling is just for white people. That line right there alone.
Just random saying
stuff.
Yeah.
She wants to know, is it her or him that's the problem? She wants to work it out so they can remain together for the children. But she realizes that she doesn't really know this man, and she didn't know him before she fell in love with him. So that's the gist of the letter. All right, so let's get to it, guys. What are you gonna do? A reenactment?
I'm talking to my baby right now, baby.
What's up, baby? What's up? What's going on?
You cook
something today? You want to do something today? You want
to
go out?
I want you to cook something, baby. That's all.
You don't want to go nowhere? Like there's a
cinema, I want to go in the kitchen and eat something after you cook something, baby.
There's There's a seminar on positive thinking at the church. Would you like to attend that? Would you like to go to that? I mean, that's very nice. I got a pamphlet. Could you read? Look at this pamphlet. It's very nice.
Go where? Go
to
where?
To church. To church.
But what? The day ain't Sunday.
Just to get out the house. Don't you get tired of staying in the house?
You ain't got out. Go in the backyard. My boy's in the backyard. You want to go in the backyard?
I know. They back there doing stuff. I don't. It's got the kids in. We smell all that. What? Who wants to do that all the time?
And when you baby, we living our best life.
We're not
going back and forth with you, girl. Living my best.
I'm living my best life. You living my life. That's what you doing. You're not living.
Okay. Quita, what you trying to say? Uh-huh.
I'm trying to say.
What you trying to say, Quita?
Well, if you let me finish, I'll say what I'm trying to say.
Well, say what you're saying, Quita. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
What you need to do is really get your life together, because this ain't
my life. What, Quita? Quita, what you see wrong with me, Quita? What?
Everything. What? Everything. A lot. Look.
Like what?
Let's look in the mirror. Let's look in the mirror together. All right. Now
look
in the mirror. Right?
Okay. Right here. Go ahead, Quita.
Look how dark your lips are. Well, look at all that darkness around your lips from all that stuff you smoke. Look at your eyes. You look like you're not rested. Look, and smell your clothes. Smell them. What that smell like? You smell that? What is that?
Quita.
Tell me what that
Quita.
Is. Tell me.
I've been outside with the boys. What is?
Why you got to go out there? Why
you want me to do it in here? I do it in here. I ain't think you want me to do it in here.
You got the kids in here. We don't want to smell that. Nobody wants to smell that.
I got that. Look.
What's,
I'm going to take you. We're going to do something. Listen, we're going to do something. We're going to do something. I'm going to take you to see the Three Amigos.
You got two amigos in here you ain't do a damn thing with. Now you gonna go see Three Amigos?
Okay, do you wanna go? Do you not wanna go? You
no,
have me take you somewhere. I'm trying
no
to take you somewhere.
Three Amigos. You almost 35 years old. You them kids down there. You ain't got no business down there. And how you gonna get down there? Because I'm not taking you. You ain't got no car.
I'm taking the car. What is wrong with you? What you know how I'm
gonna
get
ain't taking my car to see no. You gonna leave your two amigos in the house to go see three more damn amigos? Really? Seriously?
Okay. I'm trying to take you somewhere. You know, show you a good time. Let you enjoy a nice concert. These boys, you don't understand the costumes these boys got on. Do you understand what you missing? I'm trying to take you somewhere. Hold your hand, walk you down there, get you some tickets. You sitting up here talking about who we leaving at the house. My boys outside, they gonna watch these kids. You ain't gotta worry about that.
They ain't leaving my babies with them horses. What are you talking about?
You better get high with it.
Boy. I love that boy. Get high. Mm-hmm. Go high.
I ain't leaving my babies with them horses.
Yes. And it's the Migos.
Not Amigos.
Migos. Yeah. Okay, well, cool. You know, hey, you know I'm in a different state right now. You know? That's all I'm saying.
And why you gotta listen to all that rap music all the time anyway?
That's what I like, Quita. Why you trying to change me? Why you trying to change me, Quita?
You
know what? You know what? See, that's what you're talking about for. No. Hold on. Let me talk.
Can
you
the same? Listen
to me, Quita. I'm the man in this house.
In order for this.
I'm the man. Damn it, Quita. Now, I done told you now.
In order for this.
You're the last one trying to make me go down there and talk to them white folks. Remember that?
In order for this to work, we need counseling. We need to go to counseling.
I'm not talking to them white people.
They got black counselors. What's wrong with you?
I'm not talking to no black people with some white ideas. I'm not doing it.
Oh, God. Well, she said in the letter he feels that counseling is for white people.
That's what I told him. Now, what is they? Okay, Queen. What they finna to say to us? What they finna say to us, Queen?
They're going to let us talk. We're going to have an open conversation without you
interrupting. That's what we're having right now, Quinn.
And me
we having one right now. We just ain't got no white folks here in the house. But we're having an open conversation.
They're not
right
all
now.
White. You got black counselors?
Yes.
You got black ones. Hispanic? All kinds.
So that's what you want? You want a Spanish counselor? That's what you want?
You go see the Three Migos. I'm going to go to my mama house. When you get your life together, call me, okay?
Finally, Quita. Finally.
There you go, Quita.
Yes.
Your best life, Quita.
What I'm finna get? do with these kids? What about these kids?
All right, guys, we need to tell everybody if they want to comment on today's letter, they can email us or Instagram us your thoughts at Steve Harvey at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, couples resolutions to start the new year off right. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, everyone's starting to think about New Year's resolutions. Most of them are personal, and a lot are related to being healthier, guys. But if you're in a relationship, you want it to be healthy too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is according to Cosmopolitan Magazine, and here are some suggestions. All right? Be more grateful for each other. I like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Do too.
That's good.
Yeah. So it means take time to acknowledge your partner and things you might not notice in the hustle of everyday life. That can help you appreciate them more. I like that a lot. You know, thank
Jay,
you, honey.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Jay,
everything's
like that?
Why is everything directed at me?
Because we think it's normal, and then you come in.
Okay, all right, Carla. All right.
Here's another one, guys. Actually listen to your partner. Listen to them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, guys. Yeah. we've heard that communication is key, of course, but the most important part of that isn't what you say. It's hearing what your partner says. Okay? It's not what you say. It's hearing what your partner says.
Okay. You know what, Shirley? I say it all the time.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Hearing and listening is two different things.
Absolutely.
You need to know the difference. Yeah. Come on now.
I would listen more if you would pick opportune times to talk, okay? How about that?
So you got to have a special time to talk to you.
Yeah, you have
this
to.
Is the person that's in his house by himself. That's who this is. Y'all know who y'all talking to, right?
Well, when is it a good time, Jay? When is it a good time?
I'll let you know.
just listen, right, Jay? Just listen.
Catch him when you take the trash out. Catch him right then when you come out that house.
There's some truth to that, though. There is some truth to that about people. All right, talk about your goals for the year ahead. I like that. Sit down.
That's important.
Have an adult conversation. You know, what are some of your goals for your personal, professional, all of that as a family?
So Shirley, if I tell my wife that my goal this coming year is for us to get busy at least 4 times a week. If that's my goal, shouldn't she try to help me obtain the goal?
Well, I mean, she could at least hear you out. And if four and if four times, if she's cool with that, then yeah. But if she's not, then you guys got to work on a compromise. Maybe 3, maybe 2.5, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe 5. She might want to go 5.
If it's 2.5, don't that leave me hanging somewhere if it's 2.5?
But that's the compromise.
Yeah,
that's
marriage is all about. Right.
If she can't do the 4.
Yeah.
If she may surprise you, like Shirley said, to do the 4 or go higher.
Go 5. Yeah. You might leave her hanging. How about that?
Wow. Wow.
Hey, hold on now.
But then that goes back to when we were saying you got to listen and talk and conversation, and then you set your goals.
Yeah, that's why you have the conversation, to
find
out.
I didn't really want goals. I really wanted a calendar, just so we kind of just know. Meet me over here.
A vision board.
Meet me here, too. Oh, them kids getting here out of school. Meet me right here at 2.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, making date nights and things like that. But sometimes you do want it.
That's date. That's date 30 minutes. That's date day. That's 30 minutes.
Date days.
That's date day. Just right there. 30. Uh-huh. That's all I'm asking. I'm not trying to take up all your time. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
All right. Do something together.
That was what we doing together at 2.
Not just a drink at your neighborhood bar. Do something new. Do something different that you haven't done before.
There's drinks at the house. Why is we going somewhere?
See? here's a big one. Here's a big one. And Jay, I want you in on this one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Forgive.
Who?
You're talking to bitter man. Who are you talking
to? Forgive who?
Forgive. Talk about things that are bothering you and dig deep and try to forgive. Do not carry those things into the new year. Don't do it. Let it go. Tommy.
You know how many years we done carried this into?
Now you want to pick 2019 to be something different?
Tommy, you know you have a hard time letting go.
Oh,
yeah.
The biggest grudge yes. ever.
I'm good till you cross me.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to forgive even those who cross you. That's the whole point of forgiveness, letting go. Hello?
I had this conversation last night with one of my friends. I was like, wow. Wow.
What part were you wowing on?
Yeah.
You know what? He was telling me about someone that owed him some money.
Is this another one of your friends?
Mm-hmm. This is a buddy. I mean, he really did the Christian thing. He went to this person and said, you know what? You don't owe me no more. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, huh? He said, I'm just wiping the slate clean. He said, this is the year of the Jubilee, and you don't owe me.
I love it.
And I was like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? He was like, Tom, I had to let it go. He's saying, guess what? I got so much more money after that came to me.
I was just going to say, wait to watch and see how
he'll be blessed. He said, it came in tenfold. He said, I could not believe it. Mm-hmm. He said, now that person that I forgave, he said, that person is sick and ill and need all the help. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm.
See there?
I had to take back and just listen. I had to take it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you learn something?
I did.
What?
Don't be loaning these people all this money. And don't get yourself caught out there like that, man. You can't do that.
So to answer your question, Carla, he learned nothing.
And that other man need to get some insurance, and he got to get well. You got to get you some insurance around here.
I learned a lot from that one.
Forgiveness is powerful, and it's not for them. It's for you.
It is.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is for you.
Okay, here is a major one. Major. All right, before we go, quickly, put those phones away, people. Put them away. When you're together, make a point to focus on being with your partner and putting your phone away. That's
very good.
That's
but hard. If we together like I want to be at 2 o'clock, you can text me why we doing it and let me know how I'm doing.
How about y'all FaceTime, Tommy? That'd be real cool, man. Right there.
Right.
Coming up next, Jay and Tommy are going to let us know what's on their minds during the holiday season.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay and Tommy, it's the holiday season, guys. Just want to peek into your minds. What's on your mind about this holiday?
I think it's time for Tommy and I, Tommy and I together. Yeah. I wrote a song about it. It's to talk to the side pieces over the holidays because it's very stressful.
Here we go again.
Well, stop that, Carla. Yeah. Now, these side pieces, they need a Christmas too.
Zip it.
One more time.
What changes in 30 days?
Yeah, it's going to be the same.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of people who didn't hear what we did for Thanksgiving, so now we're speaking to a new batch of people. Some people became side pieces. Thanksgiving.
You see what I'm saying?
Christmas. You see what I'm saying?
Some people just picked up a side piece. You see?
Just picked up. A couple people picked up side pieces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, you speak to the women, and I will speak to the men, because there are some men who are side pieces also, and they need to know the do's and don'ts over the holidays.
I can't with them.
Okay, now, ladies, here we go. Ladies, let me talk to y'all.
What?
All right. Yeah. The 24th.
Yeah, Christmas.
That's
Christmas Eve.
Your Christmas. Okay? and let me tell you something. Your 24th is really from about 8 a.m. to about 1 to 2 p.m. Right in there. Uh-huh. That's your Christmas.
Five hours?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you vision y'all doing on Christmas, that's your time right there. So if y'all want to walk in the living room like y'all just woke up, go ahead. Walk in there like y'all just woke up.
Walk in there.
Yeah. Gifts under the tree. All that. Walk on in there. Pajamas on, everything. Let's go on in there. Open
put
up gifts.
On.
Okay. have some lunch. Okay.
Yeah.
But now when 1 o'clock strikes, hello, we have to go. Okay.
Gotta go.
He's got to leave now.
1 o'clock.
He's got to go.
In the afternoon,
he's got to go.
Your Christmas is over.
So what is she supposed to do for the rest of the day?
The good
what
part
did she
about
plan
it,
on doing?
Yeah. The good part about it, you know when it starts and you know when it ends. This is what we're here to help you with.
We just laying down groundwork.
Clarity, Jay. Yeah. Clarity.
Here's another one. Oh. You men out there who are side pieces, men, don't be getting all up in your feelings, dude. Seriously. Dude.
Ignorant. Oh, both of them.
I don't need you sitting down with your legs crossed and you holding a bottle of wine all up in your feelings. That woman can't call you.
And tell him this, Jay. Yeah. Ain't nobody finna hold you, okay?
Ain't nobody holding you.
Guys, men get emotional, too.
Come on, get out your feelings, dude.
Why you got to spread up to your neck?
What is wrong with you, man? Nobody
you emotional.
See that? Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead, man. Talk to the ladies.
I'm talking to the ladies. Now, listen, ladies. I want y'all to know this now. Uh-huh. Quit worrying about what he got her for Christmas. Enjoy your gift. Enjoy what he bought for you.
Right.
Don't be asking, what she get? What she get? Bet I ain't get what she get. No, you didn't get what she got. Oh. Okay? Mm-hmm. Enjoy what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now don't sit there and be selfish now, okay?
she's not selfish.
It's not a time to be selfish, okay?
It's Christmas.
Don't be selfish. Let me talk to the men. Men.
Come on.
If you're a side piece and you're balling and you got it like that, you got it like you can give whatever you... That lady can't drive that car. Now, what you buy the car for? She can't drive. What the hell? Your stupid ass went out and bought a car. She can't drive that car.
Where's she supposed to park this car?
Where's she supposed to park the car at, fool?
I'd figure out a way. Okay.
Okay. I'm talking to the ladies that are side pieces. If you are the side piece, that means he has somewhere in his heart, he has a place for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He's going to give you a Christmas. Right. Those aren't side piece children. Them ain't got nothing to do with him. Okay?
Nothing.
What? Ain't no nothing. Side piece kids. Okay? Ain't nobody buying
thing.
Your kids nothing.
It's a package deal.
That's cold.
It's a package
cold.
Deal. Yeah.
I understand that, Carla. I understand it's cold. But these are the rules, Carla.
These are the rules.
But Christmas is for children anyway.
Yeah, you can change
that. I understand that. But the man got kids at home.
Yeah.
All right? Now, listen to me. Now, if you would like, here it is. Uh-huh. His kids got some old toys from last year.
Yeah.
And we can put them in a bag and bring them over for the kids.
Now, that's what we give.
I like it. Here's another
If it's
one.
A word re-gift, why can't we do it?
It is.
That's right.
If the word exists, somebody been doing it.
Wow.
Here we go, Jay. Just for the men. Mm-hmm. Look, dude. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Look right at me. Ain't no need you to get dressed up like you the UPS man and go over to them people house like you delivering packages on Christmas. Don't nobody deliver packages on... Stay out them people's house. Okay?
He went over there. He didn't went over there.
You dressed up like... I have a delivery. Don't go over there with that foolishness.
Special
don't
delivery.
Don't let you be uncomfortable like that. Special delivery. We have a UPS.
Who the hell?
And you delivering packages with street shoes on. You're giving second rate.
You all are so wrong for these.
All right, Jay, here we go. Ladies,
close
now
it
listen.
Out, Tommy. Close it out.
After he leave there on the 24th at 1 o'clock,
uh-huh.
Don't you get up Sunday.
Yeah.
Sending all of these Merry Christmas texts and stuff and expect him to respond to you. Don't, and especially don't be sending nothing about how you enjoyed yesterday.
But Tommy, wait, hey. Christmas is on a Tuesday this year, though. It's Tuesday.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Monday is hers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't call Tuesday.
You're blowing
don't
that man's
text
phone up.
Tuesday. You go from the 24th to the 26th. That's what you do. Now, I mean that.
Oh, well, we see what's on you guys' mind. We'll be, I mean, this is crazy. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this. I hate both of you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay. So, happy holidays again.
I hope we helped someone. I think, Tommy, don't you
I
think we helped
the last break?
Yeah,
for
not
the,
yeah, the last break. I think we helped
the side piece holiday.
Yeah, male and female side piece. Yeah, we talked to them. I think we helped them.
Wow. Yeah, they done did it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I know.
I'm through with them.
We help who need helping. And we and guess what? We're going to do it for Valentine's. That's coming around the corner.
We
so
help
y'all get
the helpless. That's what we do. That's what we do.
All right, so you did that. Now, Jay, you've come up with something. I'm sure that was your brainchild, the side piece stuff, Tommy, because
we
know you.
We talked on the phone. And,
yeah,
you know,
we know
want to
you.
Help people. We want to help. That's what we want to do.
All right, so now you guys have come up with this segment called Who Said What?
Who said what?
Yeah.
And I want the ladies in on the show. If you know, then yell it out.
Okay.
You know, just
okay.
Very quick. Who said she ready?
Oh, that was Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, that's easy.
There you go.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. All right. Who said you need Jesus?
My mama.
Everybody that I know says that one.
You mean this year?
He says it all the time. I'm going to give you a hint. It's a male. D.L. Hughley, y'all. Come on now.
D.L. says it.
Oh, okay, D.L.
Okay.
Shout out to D.L.
This is
going to
be a tough
DL.
One right here. Uh-huh. This is really tough. I don't know if y'all going to get this one.
What, Jay?
Who says, watch out there now?
You.
Wait a minute. Shirley going.
Dang. What? Say it again, Jay.
Oh,
watch out there now.
Acting Shirley.
Is it Huggy Tom? What's his name?
Not on here.
Steve Harvey?
No. Let me say
Jay
it again.
Anthony
watch out there now.
Oh, Jay, we know it's you.
All right. Here's another one. Who said, my name, buddy?
Junior.
All right, here's another one. Who said quack quack?
Shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky.
What did he say? Shucky ducky. Quack quack.
Does he still say that?
Yeah, he still says it. They
so
want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. They do.
All right, they
and
do.
If you get married, don't you say shucky ducky.
Don't you say shucky ducky? Quack quack. All right, who said bang bang bang?
Rubber ducky.
Oh, that's good. Bang. That's easy. John Witherspoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of you, you know.
Oh, Jay.
You was about
you
to
say that, but you can't say that.
That's Bernie Mac.
Jangling.
The late great.
Jangling. Who says that?
Bernie Mac.
That's right. Yep.
Who says, I be thinking?
George Wallace.
George Wallace.
I didn't know that.
Who said, I don't even know I wrote this, but I forgot. Who says, well?
Is that Kevin Hart?
Yeah, that's Kevin Hart.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
It was Kevin a Hart. Guess. That was definitely.
That was a long guess. Yeah. You got it, though.
Okay. All right, last but not least, because Tommy's got a few of them. Who says, show your love?
Oh, we all know that one.
Steve. Mm.
The one and only Steve Harvey, yeah.
Tommy, you got some? You got what?
You can ask the Lord about me.
Oh, that's Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Who said what? That's what we're playing right now.
All right, go ahead. One more.
Let me give you one more. Okay, here one, Jay. Okay, who said damn?
That was Florida. Yeah, Florida. All right. more with the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Who's Shirley Strawberry? She says that.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you need health insurance, please listen up, okay? Individuals and families who buy their own insurance have until this coming Saturday, December 15th, in most states to sign up for Obamacare. All right. It's a word we haven't heard in a long time because they've been trying to destroy it. Are you shocked that you didn't know about tomorrow's deadline? Well, you are not alone. President Trump has cut funding for the Affordable Care Act. You know, we like to call it Obamacare. Advertising, of course, and outreach media campaigns. The Trump administration has cut advertising funding by 90%. He did that in 2017. President Obama, if you recall earlier this week, did a video reminding everyone about tomorrow's urgent deadline on social media. All right, so you can go to healthcare.gov to sign up. Got it, guys? Healthcare.gov to sign up. Yes, it's still available for you.
It's been helpful to a lot of people. A lot of people.
Absolutely.
I got three children. We have used so much insurance this past year. If I didn't have that, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine, Tommy?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine, man.
But think about this. What if you had a pre-existing condition? What if you had a child, a loved one with a pre-existing condition and didn't have health care?
Exactly.
So this president, Mr. Trump, who's trying so hard to cut funding and get the word out about the deadline, he doesn't care about American citizens that need health care to help their family members and children. Man, he is so petty.
You're so right. And they never came up with a viable alternative. Okay, you want to cut Obamacare and replace it with what?
With what?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
in the video that the president, President Obama did, he said, spread the word. We can help save people lives. Mm-hmm. So just like you just said, Tommy, it's our obligation to let everybody know about this deadline. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
The saddest thing you ever want to see is go and see people getting medication and they don't have enough money and so they ration out.
Yeah.
And they say, well, I'll get six of these and three of these because they don't have the money.
Right. Yeah. They can't even get a full bottle of pills, man.
No, they don't have it. You're right.
You know, elderly people go through that. Yeah. My grandmother used to go through that when I was young. Yeah.
It's really sad.
The pills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, go sign up. Do it now. Healthcare.gov. Tomorrow is the deadline if you don't do it by tomorrow. Healthcare.gov, okay? In other petty Trump news, Carla. The president has canceled the White House press Christmas party. It's a long-running tradition, and one of the perks is that members of the press get to take pictures with the president. But not this year.
Well, ain't no lying. Yeah. Don't nobody want
the White House will have another Christmas party with more favorable members of the press invited. All right, so don't forget to sign up. Healthcare.gov. Do it today. All right, coming up, our last break of the day, and some closing remarks from Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, before we get to Steve's closing remarks, let's send some love and some prayers out to our friend, Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Pastor Donnie was in a serious accident. He passed out while driving on the highway, but the good news is he is okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank the Lord. He says, I am alive. He gives all the credit, of course, to God and two human angels that pulled him out of the car on the passenger side. He says he remembers nothing. He got some stitches on his left thumb, a sprained wrist, a hurt knee, but he's still here, and he's thanking the angels, and he's thanking the Lord. Thank you. So, Donnie McClurkin, our prayers that you have a speedy recovery and that we're so thankful that you're okay. You're alive.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, All right, guys. Ready for Steve and his closing remarks?
Let's do it.
You know, I've always heard people say, you got to take the high road. But, you know, that's been difficult for me at times because sometimes that hasn't always registered with me. I haven't received it the way I should have, taking the high road. But Oprah put it a little bit differently, and I received it differently. She said she's always been taught never to meet negativity with negativity, because the only thing can come out of that is more negativity. She said the only way to combat darkness is with light. She said, and it only takes a little bit of light to affect darkness. And so I started thinking, if you're in a completely pitch black cave and you happen to have the smallest candle, let's just say a birthday candle, and you light a birthday candle in a pitch black cave, it has a profound effect on a very large area in which was normally a completely dark space. Just that one little piece of light from a candle has a profound effect on a pitch black, dark cave. And she's absolutely correct. The only way to combat darkness is to be light. And I was talking to the girls and they were saying, Steve, that's taking the high road. And they're absolutely right. That's exactly what people mean when they say take the high road. But I just never really received it that way because it's been difficult for me sometimes to take the high road. I've done it many times, but it's been challenging because I, being the way I am, sometimes I go, okay, all right, so this the road we riding towards each other on? Then let's drive these cars and pick up some speed and let's go. But that's not fruitful. That's not to a benefit of me. It never has been. I've had people help me understand, like when they blog about you. Everybody's on social media, some form or fashion or another, no matter how many followers or likes you get on Facebook or something, you're going to run into some hate. And what I was told, being in this position, was when bloggers blog about you, it's a blog. If you respond to them, Steve, it's a press conference. Because now you're going to meet this negativity with more negativity. You're going to heighten a much more negative situation. So what Oprah was saying, I wish everybody received it the way I did. It's just light, man. You can't win like that. You've got to be light. I've always wanted to be a person that when you walk into a room, people be glad to see you. You know, I talk to my kids about that all the time, too. You know, you want to be the person when they walk in the room, everybody go, okay, cool, my man. Oh, that's my dude. What's up, boy? All of us know someone that walks into a room and they just take the air out the room. Everybody knows somebody like that, man. When they, man, y'all be sitting around having a good time, man, you and your boys or your girls, y'all sitting around. Then this one person walk in and the whole attitude go, shoop. It's like they take the air out the room because they just darkness, man. They just darkness. Y'all in there having this light time, then here come this black cloud that's going to hover over the affair and just start raining on it. I never wanted to be that person. I've always wanted to be a person that when I walk in the room, man, that I could make a difference. But I just wanted to be the bright spot of, you know, a little more positivity. You can ask God to help make you relevant. And I would rather be relative on a positive level than to try to create relativity by dragging other people down. These people who have shows where all they do is talk about people and they trying to be relevant by talking about people, or you got haters out there whose whole blog and whole Instagram and whole social media is set up to draw hate so they can draw viewers so they can monetize it and sell ads. Man, you know that ain't no good money. You know how that's going to last? Because somebody going to turn around and say something about you. And then somebody going to stop viewing you. It's much better if you try to make your living in a positive way. It lasts a lot longer. I say this all the time. Hate is louder, but love is stronger. You know, have you ever noticed that? Hate is so loud. When they got stuff on all these blog sites, they just talking about people. You go, whoa. But love is stronger. It's quieter, but it's stronger. And if you just keep loving yourself, you keep loving your God, and you keep loving the people back that love you, you can weather the storm. I tell you what's really helpful.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.